TED Audio Collective.
Hey, I'm Elise Hugh. You're listening to TED Talks Daily. Valerie Courtois was the first Indigenous person elected to the Canadian Parliament. She's using her unique perspective to champion a better future for all of us. In her 2022 talk from TED at Niatero Salon, she breaks down why Indigenous-led approaches to the land make so much sense to help the world heal from ecological crises and a harmful past of colonization. Hear her after a short break. This show is brought to you by Schwab. You're here to keep a pulse on environmental trends. Well, now you can invest in what's trending in electric vehicles, renewable energy, water sustainability, and more with Schwab Investing Themes. It's an easy way to invest in ideas you believe in. Schwab's research uncovers emerging trends, then their technology curates relevant stocks into themes. Choose from over 40 themes. Buy all the stocks in a theme as is or customize to better fit your investing goals. All in a few clicks. Schwab Investing Themes is not intended to be investment advice or a recommendation of any stock or investment strategy. Learn more at schwab.com/thematic investing. Support for TED Talks Daily comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting time and money with your current business software or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/TED Talks. That's odoo.com/TED Talks. Odoo, modern management made simple. Support for TED Talks Daily is from Progressive, home of the Name Your Price tool. You can say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. It's easy to start a quote. Visit progressive.com to get started. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kwe. I'm Valérie Courtois, and I'm from the Innu community of Mistouyats, located in Pequagami, or Lac Saint-Jean, in the heart of what is now known as Quebec. It is an honor to be here with you tonight. A good friend and colleague of mine, the Honorable Ethel Blondin-Andrew, the first Indigenous woman to be elected to Canada's Parliament and to serve in Cabinet, shared with me some wisdom she received. A mark of a good leader is if they leave a room filled with more hope than when they first arrived. I'm here with you tonight to attempt to fulfill that aspiration, to leave you with hope. We need it now more than ever. Our home, our shared beautiful mother, our planet is experiencing ecological turmoil. We humans are transforming it to a point where we are risking the survival of millions of species. And as a result, our societies are also experiencing a parallel turmoil as we struggle to adapt to the unnatural pace and scale of change. My homelands, known as Tsinan, are also experiencing these changes. It is a harsh but strikingly beautiful part of the boreal forest. Tsinan is at its best when it is cold. Yet, we are seeing extreme changes in ice and in key species such as caribou. When I first drove into Labrador 2 decades ago, I had to stop on the Trans-Labrador Highway for hours as the George River caribou herd crossed. There were hundreds of thousands in the herd then. Now, there are only 8,000 left. I have seen firsthand the devastating impact of climate change and the loss of biodiversity in my homeland of Tsinan and all across what is now known as Canada. But I've also seen something else, something that gives me hope. It's not a technology from a lab. It's not a policy made in Ottawa or DC. It is the fundamental understanding that is expressed by our elders and knowledge keepers this way. If we take care of the land takes care of us. Let me say it again. If we take care of the land takes care of us. This is about a relationship. A mutual love story. It's not an accident that 80% of the world's remaining biodiversity are located on lands managed and loved by Indigenous peoples. We have been in relationships with the plants and animals of our territories and waters for millennia. We care for each other. The Innu people have loved and sustained and been in harmony with our landscapes for nearly 10,000 years. Surely, we have values, insights, strategies, and knowledge to offer to the rest of the global community with respect to how to be a part of and care for our environment. This knowledge is essential right now. It can help people and the land heal from ecological crises and colonization. It can help restore the planet, and it can help save us all. By fully respecting and acknowledging indigenous-led approaches to the land, we can help create a better future for all. What does it look like? It looks like Indigenous Guardians. So you've heard of the Guardians of the Galaxy? Well, these Guardians are doing a much more important job right here on Earth, just without the soundtrack. Guardians are trained experts who work on behalf of their Indigenous nations. There are eyes and ears on the land. They monitor water quality, care for Indigenous protected and conserved areas, conduct research on climate impacts, and help restore species like caribou, salmon, and moose. Their work is rooted in Indigenous and Western sciences, and their training includes everything from GIS mapping to spending time with elders and knowledge keepers. We need this now more than ever. Guardians also do something more personal. Time and again, I've heard people say that being a guardian has changed their lives. I think of the young Jerriquak, a young man from the Tahltan First Nation in what is now known as British Columbia. Jarrett used to be a heavy equipment operator working on job sites far from his community. He faced racism from non-Indigenous peoples and, not unrelated, unfortunately, he struggled with addictions. So when a job opened up with the Tahltan Wildlife Guardians, he decided to take it. He said, "Being a guardian helped get me through the tough times in my life." Being connected to the land and talking with elders helped me overcome my addictions. It brought pride to me. And at the end of the day, I could walk away with the pride of being First Nations. I know what he means. As a person who's been a witness to and felt the intergenerational trauma from the colonial experience and the horrors of residential schools or institutions where Indigenous children were forcibly removed from their homes and sent to so-called schools to be indoctrinated into the dominant Canadian society, I've found no better strategy to healing than nurturing our relationship with our place. I've seen the healing powers of the land in action countless times. The land heals, and I wish that experience for anyone who has experienced and lives with trauma. Ethel Blonde and Andrew, the leader I mentioned before, runs training camps for guardians in the Northwest Territories. She says, "Residential schools cause great grief and intergenerational trauma because they taught us that we are not worthy of love. But we are worthy of love. The kids in our camps get it. They know that being on the land is where they are the best human beings that they can be." Researchers have documented the impacts of guardian programs. They can reduce incarceration and increase health and well-being. People's health improves on the land because they're on the land, because they're physically active, and because they're happy. And guardians gained increased skills, higher incomes, and pride in cultural knowledge. In fact, one study in 2016 documented the impacts of those guardian programs and showed that for every dollar invested, there is a return on that investment of $2.50 in social, economic, and environmental benefits. With sustained funding, that return on investment jumps to almost $4. That's why that I believe that Indigenous programs can do more for healing from the impacts of colonialism than any other individual program. Guardians help honor our responsibility to the land, and they can create a better future for all. Because guardianship isn't just good for guardians. It's good for everyone, because the land is taking care of guardians, and guardians are taking care of the land. Guardians help care for some of the healthiest, most vibrant lands on the continent. Many work in the boreal forest, which stretches from Alaska to Newfoundland. It is one of the largest intact forests left on the planet. Having guardians on the ground will help us sustain so many species like caribou, salmon, moose, wolverine, lynx, songbirds, medicinal plants, and countless other species, species that are unfortunately threatened in much of the rest of the world. They also help protect some of the largest protected areas on the planet. You may not know this, but some of the biggest, most ambitious plans to protect areas in Canada are led by Indigenous peoples. Many of them, they're creating Indigenous protected and conserved areas. These areas that they create based on their own laws and cultures, and often in partnerships with Crown governments or Canadian governments. In fact, three of these areas alone in the Northwest Territories span 50,000 square kilometers in size. That's about the size of Costa Rica. The Cascadena in northern British Columbia are planning to create a protected area the size of Switzerland. And in northern Manitoba, four Dene and Cree nations are coming together to protect the Seal River watershed, home to caribou, belugas, polar bears, and thousands of songbirds. It will be nearly five times the size of Yellowstone National Park. There are dozens of protected areas in the works right now, right across Canada. Many of them will protect some of the largest carbon storehouses of any terrestrial ecosystem on the planet. Remember when I said that my homeland is at its best when it is cold? Well, its ability to capture and store carbon over centuries is ensured by that cold, because when organic matter and litter fall to the ground, it decomposes extremely slowly in its very deep soils. In fact, the boreal forest holds twice as much carbon as the world's tropical forests per hectare. That protected area in the Seal River watershed I mentioned, it holds 1.7 billion tons of carbon, equivalent to 8 years' worth of greenhouse gas emissions in Canada alone. Protecting the watershed will help keep that carbon in place. These are the kind of lands that guardians are caring for. They also help heal and restore places. The Innu Guardians, for example, they help care for and monitor the largest nickel mine in the world at Voisey's Bay in Labrador. Guardians help ensure that when development occurs, it happens with the informed consent of our nations, that projects do not have an adverse effect on our rights and titles, and that our nations and communities can benefit or maximize those benefits from those development activities. Whether they are monitoring the largest nickel mine in the world or sustaining giant carbon storehouses, guardians are helping honor our responsibility to the land. And the benefits, they ripple far and wide. As Gloria Enzo, a Nihotny Dene guardian from the Northwest Territories, says, we are sustaining our traditional territories not only for us, but for the whole world. By honoring and respecting Indigenous-led approaches to the land, we can create a better future for all. You know, there's a role for everyone in this model. Every person, family, community, nation is essential to dealing with the crises that we're facing as peoples and as a planet. All actions, big and small, that contribute to addressing these challenges will help us get closer to that goal. In fact, I'd like to ask you to join Indigenous peoples in helping protect and create a better future, one where we are ensuring our collective futures as peoples on this planet. There is so much that we can do together. Specifically, study the history of Indigenous nations with traditional territories in the places where you live and work. Talk with non-Indigenous friends about Indigenous leadership on the land. Create space for Indigenous voices and uplift them. Hold up our communities and respect our knowledge systems. Make sure that you are using your political voices and voting for leaders who support this vision, because Indigenous guardians can ensure that we all have the future on this planet that we deserve and want. so that we can all continue to have an evolving love story with our lands, with our waters that we call home. We can all heal the planet by drawing on the knowledge of our ancestors and blending them with the best tools of the modern world. If we take care of the land will take care of us forever. Chinish Kubit now.